Hello there.
You're about ready to listen to a very special sneak preview of our Patreon exclusive show, OSQ&A. That's where Roxy and I answer questions submitted by you, the listeners. If you would like to listen to more of this show or have us answer your questions, you can do that over at patreon.com/onlystupidanswers. Enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to OSQ&A. That's what I landed on, Roxy. That's what this is going to be called, OSQ&A.
It's cute.
I played around with OSAMA, and then I spelled it out, and so SAMA, and so I decided not to do that. I thought no on that one.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I was like, oh, AMA, because I said FAQ last time, and I was like, this is technically not an FAQ. And so I was like, oh, OSAMA, that'll be it. And then I typed it in and I was like, so OS.
Sometimes you got to make sure you check it all out from all the angles.
All the angles. You got it. You know how it is. You don't want to get canceled. OSQ&A, which I don't think is problematic in any way. And we got some questions from the Discord. And this time they're sports related. And Roxy, I think you're more of a sports person than I am. Do you think
I think you'll still be able to answer these questions because they're not very like sports specific.
That's true. But I did think this was a good opportunity for me to ask you about your relationship with sport.
Yeah, I grew up, team sports were really important in my family. We all played them because, and as they are important to me, they help you be on a team. I never played any individual sports.
Okay.
And I wish I did learn. Like I think I said this on the show a while ago, but I kind of about a year ago, I was like, oh, I never learned any rich kid sports. And now those are the sports people play as adults. Like I never learned how to ski or to play tennis.
Okay.
And those are the things that you can do as an adult. I learned lacrosse and basketball and soccer. Now, basketball, you can kind of, people do pickup games, but less in the girl world.
So that makes sense.
I really wish that I had done some individuals, but I learned all groups things because the value of teams and whatnot.
That makes sense. So wait, so you played basketball when you were younger?
Yeah, I played basketball, soccer, and lacrosse. I was best at lacrosse. I played AAU basketball.
And I don't know a delicate way to ask us about you and basketball. How did that go?
Yeah, great question. I was a number two shooting guard. I'm very slow and short, but I was a great passer and a decent shooter, and I have a lot of heart. So
there you go. That's all you need.
I often won the 110% award.
Gotcha. I buy that. That makes sense to me.
MVP award. So I was, golf. That's the other rich kid sport that's individual that I didn't learn.
I hate golf. I hate playing golf.
Yeah, but if you didn't hate it, it's a good one to learn because that's what adults do. They tennis, they golf, and they ski.
What I'm hearing is adults are boring. Adults are boring.
I agree. Like, why is nobody playing lacrosse with me anymore?
I'm sorry for my ignorance. Which one is lacrosse? Like when you say lacrosse, pictures come into my brain and I realize like, wait, do I actually know what lacrosse is?
It's kind of the opposite of field hockey. So instead of stick on the ground, you got stick in the air, you cradle, run with the ball, shoot in the net. It's like a soccer in the air. Yeah, it's a very East Coast heavy sport. It was definitely my best sport.
Okay.
And I quit it to be a theater kid. In high school because they were at the same, Peter Pan play and being on the lacrosse team, you couldn't do both.
It's a bummer.
It was.
Made you do that, Sophie. You could be a pro lacrosse player right now.
Instead,
you're out here making movies in Hollywood.
Yeah, no, it's too rough and tumble for me, but I liked sports. I was never the best, but I really liked them. I liked all the stuff around it too, DJ, like this bus rides with my friends and socializing.
Yeah.
I was the captain, or not the captain, I was the manager of the guys lacrosse team. My boyfriend at the time was on the team. It was very fun to like kind of travel and whatever, hang out with my friends. Mm-hmm. You know, at halftime, you'd get like orange slices. And, like,
nice.
I liked like strategy, and all the coaches liked me because I was always like first there, last to leave, because try really hard at everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I really dug it. Did you play sports at all? I don't even know how it works when you're homeschooled. Are you allowed to play public school sports?
Depends. Yeah, you could be a part of other high school teams, but I was never much of a teams guy. I did martial arts for a long time. That's cool. A first degree black belt in Taekwondo. So I did that for many years, starting when I was like 6.
You wanted to, or your parents had you?
No, I wanted to be a Power Ranger. I wanted to be a Power Ranger. And so I was like, get me into martial arts. And so I did that but I stayed in it. I started when I was like 6, and I stayed in until I was 13, 14, something like that. So 6 or 7 years. But I never, like, people always see my height and they're like, oh, basketball? Like, look at me, man. No, I wasn't fucking playing basketball. Are you fucking kidding me? Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
But why? I would ask the same thing.
I don't have the fucking stamina for that shit. I'm just not a good team sports guy. It never appealed to me in that way. And in hindsight, you know, maybe I should have more, probably could have learned some valuable lessons. But it just wasn't me. But I think that was pretty much the extent of it, was the martial arts. That was the extent of my sports. My family, we'd watch football pretty regularly, but I never really like watched athletics, got in athletics.
What was your team?
Well, for the bulk of my youth, we lived in outside of Tampa, so the Bucks, for a long time, which for the majority of the time I lived there was a very, you know, didn't go great for us. They did a lot better once I left.
Once
we stole them from you. But yeah, that was pretty much the extent of it. And I'm going to assume, based off our conversations, for you growing up, if it's a Boston team, did you live your entire
life there?
Boston the whole time?
I was born here.
Okay.
And then I moved there when I was 2. My mom's from New York and then New Jersey, and my dad's from Massachusetts. So my mom was a big diehard Yankees fan. So there's like a 2-year period of my life where I thought I liked the Yankees best, just trying to be different and, like, you know, on my mom's team. I actually found a picture of us the other day of me and her Yankees gear top to bottom. I'm like, oh my god, I would be disowned today. I'm probably like 10.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've always been a Boston team girl in terms of growing up. The Celtics were my number one team by far and away. Basketball was our thing. Yeah. My grandpa had season tickets at some point, and he died when I was 7, so I don't remember that much, like going to the games that much with that. But I know we went a couple times, and then I would usually go like once a season, buy a ticket, the Boston Garden, which was so great there. And we were just diehard Celtics fans. Then I always loved the Patriots as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was very easy to love them because we became like the most dominant franchise ever.
Yeah.
And
Must be nice. I can say, as a Tampa fan,
yeah,
that's where you really have to commit when you're losing all the time.
Yeah. You know, it's been crap the last couple of years, but I love the Patriots. I got really involved in football. We all did. And it's the most fun game to watch as a family.
I think
like football it's very easy to watch. I don't know why. I love basketball too, but football as a family, especially because maybe the months that it's played, it's fucking freezing outside.
Yeah.
It's freezing. You've got nothing going on. So half the time you're snowed in and it's November and you're with your family on the couch watching football. It's just the coolest thing, especially when you rock. And then I'd never been to a hockey game. I've never watched a hockey game. I don't know how I missed it. My brother's a sports broadcaster, so nice. He always was like, my way of connecting with him were comic books and sports.
Yeah.
And so
I would imagine, is hockey big in Boston?
Massive.
Got ice. So I was going to say, yeah.
Huge. So the Bruins are massive. And, okay. And as you can kind of picture, Boston and hockey personality-wise, very similar, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how I missed it. I think I would love it. And it just, I just never ended up. I've seen the Patriots, the Red Sox, and the Celtics all win championships in person with my own eyes. I've been That's at cool. each of those games, and I've never even been to a Bruins game or any amateur hockey game. I don't know what happened. I have crap eyesight, so maybe I'm nervous. I won't be able to see the puck. That's a harder one to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, in culture around hockey, so I would think I'd like it.
I've been to a hockey game and I found it boring. It was a lot of like, which is kind of the same reason I find soccer not as entertaining, because it's a lot of like going back and forth. Very rarely do. I think that's part of the reason, you know, you mentioned football is very watchable. Points happen at a pretty regular interval. You know what I mean? And it's, I think it's easier to follow in that way. Although I will say, I've been to a couple baseball games with a friend that kind of helped me appreciate the technical aspect. So I think if I was more technically informed on something like hockey or soccer, it'd be easier to invest in. Whereas I don't think you need that as much as football.
Do you like watching basketball?
I've never gotten into basketball. I'm sure it seems very fast paced and fun. Obviously, it's a very popular, successful game.
Yeah, that's a good one for points too.
Yeah,
I'm with you on soccer. Even though I played as a kid, it's like, and I know people love it. It's so hard to commit to a sport that oftentimes ends with 0 points on either side.
Yeah.
Like, that's
you have to be like dialed into like the strategies and all that, like what's happening on the field. It can't just be score based. Whereas other sports, if you're just your investment is the score, it's easier to like, oh, scores are happening. You know, I'm not a sportsman. I don't know. I don't know the psychology of what gets people into sports. Sorry, soccer and hockey fans, not trying to dismiss your pastime. I will say also in the chat, I asked what sports are you all into. Leonard Kim says golf is the way to go. I had a buddy of mine that was big into disc golf, so I played that for a while, and that was fun, mostly to just go out and hang out with him.
Do you are you up to date? The other day I was out with a friend who was informing me on what's going on in the golf community right now. Are you up to date on this with
regular golf
with the Saudis?
No,
apparently. And I just don't know anything. The only golf player I know now or have ever known is Tiger Woods.
Yes.
I found out the other day that Arnold Palmer was a golfer, and that's where we got the drink.
I heard that once before and it left my brain, and you just it was like new information you were just presenting to me.
Nothing about golf. To the point where I thought the PGA was the name of like an event, and actually that's the name of like, like saying NBA. Okay. So I found that out. While finding that out, I found out that the Saudis had invented LIV, which is their league, LIV.
Okay.
Is what it's called. And half the golf, they offered the golfers here double their salary to go play in LIV. And half the golfers took it and half them didn't. So apparently the States lost some of the biggest, or the PGA lost some of the biggest golfers. But then DJ, I guess because it was like so bad for the PGA, even though the golfers that stayed in the PGA, like 10 toes down, were like, I'm not effing playing for the Saudis.
Yeah.
And they were, and so they didn't take any of the money. They offered Tiger Woods $1 billion.
Jeez.
And then the PGA and LIV merged. After half the golfers stayed. Apparently they joined forces.
We need to get off fucking fossil fuels, and we need to stop emphasizing fucking money so much, because everything is going to become Elon Musk with X. Just the richest person buying a thing and then fucking ruin. I don't know that the Saudis are going to ruin it. I'm just saying, based off past experience, when other people, all the money, buy the thing, they ruin the thing, is all I'm saying.
It's happening with soccer right now, because the Saudis know that that oil is going to be a thing of the past, and or they're running out.
Yeah.
And they're putting a lot of money in sports. And I had no idea that any of this was even going on. I'm so not in the golf community, but apparently This is a huge story.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mike Joyce, baseball and football, these are the sports he's into. I'm a Chicago sports fan, so it hasn't gone well for me in recent years.
Yeah, but it's cool to be from Chicago, man. You guys, whether your teams are performing or not, at least you have the major sports. Like, a lot of places don't have those fan bases and those teams, you know? It's like, LA didn't even have an effing football team until recently.
Mm-hmm. And based on past history, you could just go away just as easily. And to your point, Leonard Kim said Saudi Arabia has been rampant in their sports washing. They're doing it in soccer right now, which is what you were saying.
Yeah, like Ronaldo went to go play for them, I believe. And now Messi's taking a lot of Saudi money.
All right.
How much money, like going back to the Lizzo situation.
Yeah.
So how much money is too much money? What's the number?
Well, I'll say this.
And then let's put a cap on it.
And unfortunately, I don't have the number in front of me. So we're going to have to take this in the abstract. But they've done studies to where money actually does improve your happiness to a certain extent.
Right.
And it's basically once your needs are met, where you don't have to like stress about as many things, then it kind of caps off. And then there's this last little spurt. I want to say like maybe like around 800,000. I want to say there's an 8 in there and it's high, but not as high as you think. There's one, it levels off. And then there's one, this last little spurt that if you reach this amount, your happiness goes up and then you keep earning money, but your happiness doesn't go up. And it's like, let's cut it off there. Okay, right.
Whatever that number is. Yeah. Yes. Because I know for a fact, this is why when people say money can't buy happiness. I know for a fact, especially during this strike right now.
Yeah.
Money would bring me happiness. I know that. I cannot lie to you. Money would bring me happiness right now. I'm positive because the amount of stress that I and many of you guys feel, DJ, you guys in the chat, most of us civilians, right? What we feel, the stress that we feel when you don't know how you're going to make sure that a roof's over your head or what that when you're on your 10th pack of ramen for the week, because that's just what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
That is directly taking away from my happiness. So whatever that number is, if you want to cap me off after that, perfect. Yeah. But like, then that's, but like what we need all should be in that range of money.
Yeah. And happiness. It's the money happiness range. And I think it's this weird instinct. I don't know why as like a culture or as a species where we're like, yeah, it's okay that Elon Musk has the most billions or whatever.
It's we should not allow that.
You don't understand that, like, money's a construct, so it doesn't fucking technically mean anything really other than what we've decided it means. But him having all those resources mean the rest of us have less resources. That's what that means. And so, like, stop it. Like, fucking, let's find a way to get the money from him and put it in the rest of our pockets so that we're all a little bit more stable. You know, fucking countries in the global south, fucking like we can, it's there. The resources are there to make everybody happier. Let's fucking do it, man. Let's fucking do it.
Yes.
Fucking Saudis. God damn it.
Happier because of security.
Safety. Yeah. Cause that's it. It's not that money can buy you happiness. It's that the barrier between us and our basic human needs we've decided is money. It used to be, could you plant the things you need to plant or hunt the things you need to hunt? Now right. We've decided that barrier is money. For some reason, our fucking monkey brains, we think there needs to be some barrier between me and happiness. And so we've decided money is the thing. And then some people don't get more than they could ever spend if they had a billion fucking lifetimes. Fucking insane. But sports is what we're talking about. Sports.
Well, there's a lot of effing money in sports. There's a lot of money in sports.
True. If you could play, this is Leonard Kim in the Discord chat. If you could play an Olympic sport, what would it be, Roxy?
It's got to either be gymnastics or ice skating for me. I think.
Are you an ice skater?
oh no, I thought this was just like in my dream world.
Absolutely can. I just didn't know if that equaled to you actually being an ice skater in real life.
No, no.
Okay.
I did take ice skating classes when I was a kid. Yeah. I don't know that I know how to skate anymore, but I was actually decent as a kid.
I was not when I tried to learn.
But that is one of the expensive ones.
Stupid. Why? Why? Why is it expensive?
I know. Like soccer, that's why it's played all around the world.
Yeah.
Is a cheap sport. You need a ball.
Uh-huh.
That's what you need.
But for skating, don't you just need skates?
And the rink.
Mm.
And it's like, and then you're a kid having to learn, and it's not the same as soccer classes that are like readily available with big groups. You need like somebody helping you, or you don't need that, but your parents need to be able to have time to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the ones that my parents were like, do you want to do this? Because if you do, we can prioritize this. But this is like not just like a fun activity, right? Like this is a thing.
Okay. All right.
And skates are expensive. And when you're a kid too, your feet are growing and you need new skates all the time.
Yeah, that's a good point. Very good point.
So wait,
what was the other? It was skates. And what was the other one you said?
Gymnastics.
Gymnastics. That's
another thing I did do as a kid too, which now I can't do either. But the reason for those two is because I feel like those are the two I watch the most because I'm in the most awe of them. And what they're able to do with their bodies is, if I could do that with my body, I would be so cool. Like, I know, DJ, we talked about people not being special. And inherently, I agree with you that, like, no human is more special than another human. We're all born. So that is what it is. All of our sperm and eggs were chosen together for whatever reason. Like, that's for every person on Earth. But some people are more skilled than others. Mm-hmm. And to be skilled in the area of gymnastics or ice skating, like, how did your body turn that many times? That would, I can't imagine. I would have to think that that's the closest that humans actually feel without like technology to flying.
Yeah.
Like that just seems insane to me. I probably should pick an answer that's like more financially, like the most financially viable, but this
No. Yeah, so it's cool. Whatever. Yeah, whatever. Listen, this is a question. It's a hypothetical. Whatever your dreams may bring.
But being a gymnast and an ice skater, though, it goes along with when you're a woman not getting your period and not being able to have above a certain percentage body fat. Like, it probably would actually be miserable to train and get there. If I could just blink and be there, those are the ones.
Yeah. Did you meet, when we were doing the photo shoot, did you meet Danelle? Who's playing, I don't need to get into it. He played Manny in my short.
Oh.
Were you? I don't remember if that overlapped at all.
I don't think so.
Oh no, he wasn't able to come that day. Anyway, Danelle is an Olympian.
Wasn't Danelle not there? So I did something.
Oh yep, that's right. That's right. Okay. That's right. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. No, but he's an Olympian. He's a former Olympian. He's a bronze medalist in a
gymnast.
Gymnastics. Yeah. He's an Olympic gymnast.
Yeah, I gotta ask him if it feels like flying sometimes. Like you see people dismount and do spins in the air, and it's like, how did you do that?
Yeah, and it just seems as incredible as it seems so taxing. And unfortunately, as you're pointing out, like all that stuff feels like everything's more taxing on women. Like not just like there's stuff that we societally control that for some reason we've decided is just more taxing on women. But then there's other like that, like if you're going to be a gymnast, it's also more, I'm sorry. It seems very frustrating. but yeah, I think for me, because of my history with martial arts and my love of martial arts, I think Taekwondo specifically is an Olympic sport. And that's what I got my black belt in. No, not really. I watch a lot of action movies. I watch a lot of,
I've never seen Taekwondo in the Olympics, so I didn't know like what even it looks like. Like
let's
in terms
see
of
if I'm right, people
individually performing or fighting.
It's
against
sparring.
Each other?
It's sparring. Which here's the thing with sparring. I believe it's just sparring. I was never good at sparring because I didn't want to hurt the other person. Which now in hindsight, I don't think I need to worry about that so much. I don't think I was good. I should have been more worried about me getting hurt. Okay, so no, in the Olympic disciplines, karate, judo, taekwondo, boxing. Okay, so I could have done karate or taekwondo if I'd stuck with it. like I could have been Olympian. But you know what I mean? Those were the sports I did is what I'm getting at.
Totally.
And so that's where my interests lie. And similarly, the have that amount of control over your body. But to me, even when you watch like professional dancers, it's like, God, I wish I'm such a fucking klutz. I wish I had that amount of physical control. Like I'm so, it's so cool to see. But yeah, that would be my answer to that question. Cracka, please. Are you following the World Cup? The U.S. plays the Netherlands later today. This was posted a few, well, like a week ago. So you just talked about soccer. Do you watch
I believe World it's Cup? Women's soccer right now, right? Like, didn't we just have the men's World Cup and now it's the women's?
I do not know.
I don't watch soccer at all. Okay. The only reason I know that is Darina, my fellow world girl, is obsessed with soccer. As all of my friends from Mexico are.
Mm-hmm.
It's an obviously massive deal there.
Yeah.
And I believe the other day somebody said something about the World Cup and I think I said something like that. Well, wasn't that a while ago? And she was like, men's World Cup. And I didn't know those were even at different times or whatever. So
that's one of those, when you hear that reaction, you're like, well, I'm going to keep my questions to myself.
Well, not
just nod and be like, yeah.
I will say that I do feel this way. Not liking or not watching soccer does make me feel like an ignorant, spoiled American because I love sports and I don't watch soccer. And that's the one the world loves.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird that I'm like football and everybody else in the world is like, you guys made that up and it's only your country and you stole the name of our sport. Like, mm-hmm. It's so ignorant American of me that I'm like, soccer is kind of like lame sometimes. So, I feel bad. One time when I was 20, I was backpacking around Europe for 6 weeks.
Ooh.
And it was in the summer. So somebody else could step in with what this was. I think it was in 2010.
Okay.
Summer of 2010, there's big soccer tournament going on. Could mm-hmm. be a cup, could be a world. I don't know even what the names of them are.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the most fun thing ever. Every person, like in the streets, in the bar, everything packed from 90-year-old people to 5-year-old people. It could not have been more fun. And I was like, I do feel like if I didn't grow up here, I would love soccer.
Yeah, 100%. And to your question earlier, Leonard Kim says, yes, it is currently the Women's World Cup. Thank you, Leonard.
Thank you. I think that we played somebody. The last I heard, we played the women. The United States played Dubai and we won or something like that.
Leonard says, if it was 2010, it was most likely the World Cup. Sure.
So is the World Cup the only cup?
Is that the only cup we get? Are we allowed to get more cups?
Like, are there European Cup? Like, are there other things that are big tournaments, or is it just the World Cup? And that's every sport.
I think that's, again, that's us being the Americans that we are, because it's like, well, the Super Bowl is the world one, but that just means us because we're the only ones that play it.
Right. I genuinely don't know anything. I know how to play soccer and I know what the rules are.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about who plays who when.
The other international sport I watch some of outside of like the Olympic stuff is rugby.
Oh, really?
Rugby's like insane to
watch. I know
nothing
about that.
Rugby is like people are worried about football being too violent. Rugby's like, hold my beer. Like, people are fucking bloody. Like, you watch and you're like, how do these people not kill each other all the time?
It's like
it is
football
violent.
And wrestling combined, right? Like, it's like,
yeah, kind of like that's, I think that's how I would describe it. Len Kim says he's our go-to cup analysis. It depends on the region you're in. Ooh, I feel like this is a rabbit hole we're not going to be able to get to the bottom of.
What's
rugby
soccer tournament in the States. Like, is, you know, like you just said, there's the Super Bowl,
the US Cup. Do we fight each other? Or do we fight Europeans only?
I don't know.
Who do we fight? And Street Fighter, who are we fighting? Speaking of Street Fighter, we got another question. I just wanted to bring it up because I am playing something right now. Jake Hefner in the Discord. And by the way, I said this last time, I'll say it again. You guys have given us incredible questions. And just kind of like how I tried to lump these sports ones together before that, whatever we talked about last time. I'm trying to like group them together so there's like an overarching theme that connects them. But you guys have given us incredible questions. Keep them coming. We might reach out to X or Instagram or whatever, Patreon, to get more questions from you.
Which X are we going to reach out to?
Which X? Oh, my God. Which X is going to give us questions? Let's bring X's on the show. Why don't we? But Jake Hefner in the Discord chat says, since we know Roxy's a huge gamer too, would you talk about what games you've been playing, DJ? And I've been playing, I just started last night. I just finished replaying The Witcher. I hadn't played it since it came out, Witcher 3. I started replaying it. And I spent like a good like fucking 160 hours in that game. It's a fucking big ass game. And I heard good things. Roxy, if I say Dead Space, does that mean anything to you? Have you heard anything?
Between the times that you play games?
No. The Dead Space is the new game I'm playing. It was a horror game back, I want to say in like 2007. It just got an update, like a remake. And I never played it before, so I'm like, there's a remake. I've heard good things. Okay, to give you a sense of it, it's basically like The Thing, Event Horizon, and Alien all in one game. So you play this like engineer that's stuck on this isolated, decimated space station, and there's these fucking alien zombie fuckers that are out there trying to kill you, but you can't just like shoot them in the head. You have to like dismember them. You have to use your space tool to dismember them. And Roxy, I got to be honest with you. I don't know that I'm built for these fucking horror games. I don't know. For some reason, horror games hit me more than horror movies.
Like make you more scared while you're playing it?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's because I'm playing it and it's like, fuck, if I die, I'm going to have to restart this level. Out,
it's like being scared in a haunted house, kind of.
Kind of, except that shit doesn't scare me. Huh, we go to the Universal Horror Nights or whatever. And I usually fucking laugh my ass off through those mazes. I fucking love them. They're a blast. But I don't get like scared, right? For some reason, these fucking horror games, I think also part of it is, I was trying to explain it to Monica last night. I think also part of it is like I do that to decompress at the end of the day. And horror games, that's not, decompression isn't in the cards. It's more compression, stressful. It's a very good game though. Mike Joyce says Dead Space is a great series. It's a very well-made game. I like the story so far. It's got a good vibe. It's just fucking, I don't like, if I could just save when I wanted as opposed to like save stations, which I know this is why they do it. They do the save stations to put the anxiety up. So like if you die, you might have to restart the whole level. I understand it. I just don't like it. It's stressful. It stresses me out, but I like it and I paid money for it. So I'm going to beat it. I'm going to play it till I'm done.
Boo. This is a little unrelated to that, but
go.
Did you finish Zelda? Are you playing Zelda?
I'm not. You talking about the most recent one?
Yes.
I didn't. The one before that was Breath of the Wild. And for some reason, I didn't love it as much as everybody else. So I haven't played the new one.
So the reason I'm asking is because for like a month and a half, every night I'm on the phone with my brother who was playing Zelda.
Yeah.
And I was like, when are you going to finish? And he's like, oh, I could have finished it a week ago, but I'm doing all the side missions.
Yes.
And I was like, but why don't you finish it and then do the side missions?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, that's not how it works. Like I want to like do everything and then finish it.
Yeah. I'm the same way.
So, okay. What's up? Like
I'm the same way.
What is the gaming culture? What is that?
So I'm not having played Zelda. I played the last one enough that I'm going to assume it's similar to stuff like The Witcher where it's open world and stuff like that. So you could, what you're suggesting is something I'm assuming he could do. He could finish it and then do the side missions. Like me, when I finish it, I want to be finished. So all the side missions I'm going to do, I want to do before the end so that when I do the big end thing, that's the end and I'm done.
Huh.
I don't want to like dick around with the side missions because I think it's just a preference. Like I want that final climactic thing to be the climax and not be like I finish it and now I've got like 60 hours into all this side shit. Also, sometimes doing the side shit makes you stronger and allows you to do better for like the final boss or whatever, depending on the game.
Do like service him better, do better for the final boss.
Yeah, you're stronger, you've reached a higher level, you've got better gear, that sort of thing.
Yes, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. Got it. Yeah, but I do the same. I did the same thing for the fucking Witcher. I'm like, although with the Witcher is so fucking big that there are certain sides I was like, I'm just not doing that.
I guess I just, I truly, shit. As a non-gamer, just for a second, yeah. I don't get it because I'm a, I watch TV and movies.
Yeah.
I don't understand the concept of side things. Like, I don't, like, it would be like, I don't want to finish, like, Bridgerton until I watch Queen Charlotte. Like,
I think in TV terms, if you go to TV terms, you know, in an episode, you've got an A plot and a B plot and a C plot, right?
Right.
So like the side missions are the B plot and the C plot. You know what I mean?
But you can't choose to watch the A plot and not the B. Like, I mean, I guess.
But what if you could? But what if you could?
Yeah.
Welcome to video games.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you could still get to the end of it without doing any B plot things.
It depends on how the game is built. Yeah. But yes.
So sometimes so you're like, just doing it for fun?
Yes. I mean, that's why you play games. It's just for fun.
Yeah, I guess it's just for fun. I don't care.
Yeah. But like, for example, so like in Witcher, you know, there's the main story. Do you watch the Netflix show?
No, I watched the first season though.
Okay, so you're vaguely familiar with the characters, but you're playing Geralt, who's Henry Cavill in the show, and he's trying to find Ciri, who's the little girl with the white hair. Mm-hmm. That's the main plot. But in it, you're in the game, your job is a witcher, so you can pick up, you go into a town, there's a notice board, you can pick up a contract to kill a monster. That's
but
not
why
important
would you want
to
do that?
Because it's fun to because play. Fun. Because fun. Also, you get money doing it, and money helps you buy better things.
But not real money,
like
right?
In life. No, not real money. Money in-game money.
That
yeah,
would
yeah.
be sick.
That would be sick. And then you might get better gear. You know what I mean? Better upgrade your gear that can help you fight bigger monsters, and you work your way to the end. Speaking of working your way to the end, Roxy, before we wrap up, you said you caught up on some reality shows.
Yeah, I have. I'm like really obsessing over, I don't know if that's the right word for this. You know, there's reality and competition shows, but I don't know what Shark Tank is. It's a non-scripted show.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
I've seen parts of it. Whenever I go to the gym, one of the TVs on the treadmill is always tuned to Shark Tank for some reason.
So I guess I kind of have never really taken the time to watch a full episode or like really hear the pitches. But because of what's going on right now, I've been trying to watch a lot more non-scripted content. And that typically for me looks like dating shows. But yeah. I was like, let me just put this on. People seem
switch
to love
it up.
This.
Yeah.
It's effing fascinating. And the sharks are legitimately changing people's lives. Like one of the things I like that the show does is that the concept of the show being that people come on, they pitch their things that they're working on, their inventions or whatever. They yeah. ask for money in return for a certain percentage of the company. And some of the shark times will bid for it and they'll whatever come to a negotiation or they won't. But in about halfway through each episode, they give updates on previous people that they've bought.
Mm-hmm.
Like the products or whatever, and it seems like this show works.
Okay.
Like, as opposed to a lot of the dating shows I watch, and then immediately afterwards, like I just binged Too Hot to Handle, and last week I told you it wasn't going very well, and by the mm-hmm. end of the week there was a lot of stuff going on, but then immediately when it ended, you look at the couples that leave together and you look it up and none of them are together anymore, and there's never been one couple that stayed together from that show, and it's like,
well, it's because they're too hot to handle, Roxy.
I know. It doesn't make it pointless to watch because it's still super entertaining, but it is kind of like this show doesn't work. And I feel the same way about The Bachelor sometimes. Like,
it is so funny that the premise of your show is that these people cannot keep their hands to themselves. And it's like, let's all applaud for the happy couple. It's like, no, but you just spent the whole show telling me that they can't keep their hands to themselves.
Totally. So anyway, though, I'm very used to like reunion episodes just saying like, and nothing worked out. So it is very nice on Shark Tank to see that these entrepreneurs end up making like a ton of effing money after they go here, if it works. And some of the products are really innovative and cool. And I do feel like, obviously, it's not the equivalent of going to business school. Yeah. But I do feel like I'm kind of learning a lot about margins and like how it works to invent a product. I don't have a product I'm trying to invent, but like,
yeah,
it's kind of fascinating show.
Can I ask you a dumb question?
Yeah.
Where did you start? I'm going to assume you didn't go back to like season one, episode one.
I just clicked on an episode popped up. So I clicked on it. Gotcha. I actually have no idea what time and place I'm in other than it seems current. So I think it's this year.
Okay.
Because a lot of the pitches have mentioned like now that we're out of COVID.
Oh, okay.
So it makes me think like it must be last year or this year.
COVID cases are on the rise, by the way. But yes.
Yeah, totally. But there was like four episodes that I just binged through and I was just like, wow, this seems like the show is this is working. And I'm interested in these things.
What is your favorite invention show so far that you've seen on the episodes you've watched?
Okay, there was this one that just happened that they're not all inventions, but this one is, there's this berry that is found or can be grown that you eat and it makes everything you eat taste sweet for 40 minutes. So you eat this berry and then you have a lemon and it tastes like candy.
Yeah.
And it's been used and it's a natural berry. It like blocks your sensors from sour or from spicy, whatever. It makes everything sweet. So the one guy who not invented it, but like packaging these and growing these, whatever, he was like 250 pounds overweight.
Yeah.
And he's using this as a way to, he said he was an emotional eater and that he's using these and it blocks, it makes him feel like he's eating candy and whatever. And now he's drinking green juices every day and they taste like candy to him. And interesting. And he lost the 250 pounds. Mm-hmm. And that's so cool. Like, that was one of those things where I was like, I want to try this. Like, I'm just so curious what it's like to eat a berry.
Yeah.
And then eat a lemon like an orange.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's my, like, the most innovative invention, but I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Shark Tank, everybody. What else? So you two other handles, Shark Tank. Anything else?
Yeah, Bachelorette, which has actually been a really sweet season, DJ.
Okay. Did I see that two of the Bachelorettes ended up together?
No, but you did see that one of the Bachelorettes from that dual season is dating a woman.
Okay, gotcha.
So Gabby, who was my favorite Bachelorette, she ended up with a guy. There were some issues. They broke up. And now she is dating for the last few months a woman. And she was talking about it on, I think, maybe The View or somewhere, how there was always this, like, whisper. And you know that Colton came out after his show, too. And they asked, specifically asked Gabby. It was so funny watching this, The View, DJ. Oh, my God. They don't know how to ask questions. And you can, and they're like, so I think Joy is the one who said, so is it just women now?
Mm-hmm.
And Gabby was like, I mean, it's just my woman.
I was going to say, it's just this one woman that I'm dating. I'm not dating multiple people right now.
But, and then Joy was like, I mean, like, in it forever, like, is it just women? And she was like, I mean, I'm very happy with my person. Like,
Yeah.
Like, and all of the questions, one of the women, she was like, I don't even know how to ask this. Did you know? Like, it's so funny.
So it's basically like trying to explain your new relationship to your like aunts, like, yeah, it's
exactly. Yeah. And essentially what they were trying to say is like, are you gay? Are you bi? What's your deal? When did you figure it out? Like, but they don't want to say the wrong thing. And they all just like, so like, I mean, are you were born that way, of course, but are you aware when? Like, it was cracking me up. But I looked at pictures and they seem like so cute together. And
cool.
I hope she's really happy because she seems like one of the good ones. But the woman this season is effing awesome. And I really hope she ends up with this one guy who also seems effing awesome.
Yeah.
And that will be the first time I've felt like that in seasons.
Cool.
So that would be very cool. I think for anybody who does watch, I hope that Charity ends up with Dalton. I think that it would be perfect together. Fingers crossed,
everybody. And just before we wrap up, Leonard Kim, to answer your earlier question, says, for the North American region, we play the Gold Cup. And a recent one that was introduced, the Nations League.
Let me ask you, DJ. I'm not trying to soccer. I don't mean this to make a joke. Have you ever heard of the Gold Cup or the Nations League?
Nope.
I have never heard of either of those.
Never. And he says, going back to me, you asking about making real money. If you stream yourself playing the games, you can get real money. And that's something.
Yeah, why don't you do that, DJ?
Because it's a me time. That's a me time. You know this. You know this better than most. Like, you can't turn everything you do into fucking work. Like, you got to have things. This is just for me. Also, I don't need to be cursing out a game because I'm fucking losing. I don't need you all to see that. That's, again, that's just for me, private time.
But that is fun for you, even when you're like, fuck.
Yeah, I like it. I like interactive narratives. I do prefer single player games as opposed to getting my ass handed to me by a 13-year-old from another country. Like, I don't like multiplayer stuff. I don't have the patience for. I don't have the time to invest in it to get good at it, and I don't like losing. Another reason I was never good at competitive sports. I know everybody doesn't. I'm a poor loser. At least I was when I was a kid. Maybe I've gotten better. I doubt it. Anyway, that's why I don't stream. Sorry that Roxy and I don't know more about soccer, but listen, I feel like we learned some things today. Thanks for sharing. Thanks everybody that joined us live. Check out World Girls. Check out Roxy Stryer everywhere that matters. Find me at DJ Talks Trash. Thank you for being a patron, and we will see you all next time. Bye, everybody.